Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
No one is saying that you can't do it, but like you heard from Lowe, like whatever he's going to do to get himself ready to play on a Sunday is going to debilitate him for practice that week. And he maybe will be able to participate lightly on Friday and do some walkthrough on Saturday. So that's why I love talking to like the guys that have actually had these injuries and had to be able to suit up. He told you what it takes to maintenance it regarding like there are different levels of how they would do it. I mean, taking an injection into that toe and going out and play, all that's doing is numbing the pain. Your foot is still going to be super sore the next day. So I'm saying to me, like, if you're asking me right now, what is the most, after hearing doctors, hearing former players, using common sense, Jacksonville feels unlikely. Mm. Because if I want him to play against the Rams, I probably would sacrifice the Jacksonville game. So it's either he plays against the Rams, gets 10 full days to recover, and then he plays against the Buccaneers, or you just sit him out altogether for these next three games, meaning he would miss Arizona, Jacksonville, and the Rams. And you just kind of live with the results, and you hope you go 2-1 over that three-game stretch.
The most concerning thing I heard from Lowe there, and we would love your participation, 888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, how are we feeling after listening to Lorenzo Neal, a guy that knows a lot about this injury? I mean, he's going through all the nuances, the recovery, what they give you, the injections.
He said he fought it all year.
Well, that's why I'm concerned, Joe. Like, if we're losing mobility, he said this thing's going to be with him all season long, just doesn't go away. For a guy that's half of his game feels like is predicated on being mobile, yeah, I'm scared. And I've referenced week one, Joe. They don't win that game if he's not able to roll out to his right, find Tonjes. Hell, the throw felt like a prayer out off the time. Him getting to that point, like, that's the difference between extending a play potentially with this foot injury and that being a sack, him sliding down or running out of bounds.
So now instead of just like, are you ready to play, whatever, now you have to take like a step back and just take a deep breath and you say like, what are you willing to risk? Are you willing to risk winning some games now? Right, like let's say your chances of winning are better with Brock. We all agree, right? We all agree. The chances of winning week to week are better with Brock now.
Well, hold on.
But the chances,
I don't know if this injury, Joe, it's harming his ability to run.
But that's why I'm weighing it with what level of mobility does he have? What type of player? Well, thank you, Guru, as he brings me in a coffee.
Got
he must
be
have been listening
me.
To the station.
Hold on.
Thank you, Goo.
No,
you're
hijacking
Goo?
The show.
That's my dog. Not only did he give me coffee this week, he gave me norovirus last week.
No, real quick. You just threw a monkey wrench in the show. Like, what? Not only did Shasky get Sam Lubman, our producer, to deliver him coffee, we had another host here at the station just deliver coffee to Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky. Must be nice.
Shot at him, too.
It still took a shot at the guy bringing him coffee in. Come on.
So getting back to what I was saying.
Thank you.
You're weighing, like, okay, if he's at X percent of normal mobility, how does that make him as a player? Can he protect himself? Can they move the ball? You know, is that better than, let's say, 95% of Mac Jones or whatever? You're weighing all these things. But you're also, like, risking, like, how much are you willing to lower your chances of winning the game today over depreciating the player overall who you've invested $150 million guaranteed into? Like, that's another element of this, and I don't know how you make that. Like, how do you judge the scale? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
It's interesting, when we were talking to people last week about the drop-off from Purdy to Jones, almost everyone pointed to what, first and foremost, was the mobility. That's literally what they were saying, the argument for Purdy and why he's so much better than Mac. It's because he could elude and he could create something out of nothing. He could do all that. Well, if that's taken away from you or is a diminished version of what he already is, well, then I would argue, if we're going just pure arm strength and arm talent, I do think that Mac might have him beat in that category. That being said, the decision making, I do feel like overall still leads to Brock Purdy in that. But this offensive line, Joe, I don't think everyone's, like, out of the woods yet. I mean, we just watched the offensive line last week. Looked like, for some points of that game, New Orleans was having their way. Carl Granderson, at times, was dominating. We'll see with Connor Colby taking over for Ben Bartsch. We'll see what version of Trent Williams as the season goes on. Colt McKivitz got beat. So we'll see. But I'm coming away from this interview with Lo Neal. I have more questions now. Regarding Brock Purdy going forward,
more. And then, like, then you start thinking about just players that you've seen who are of smaller stature, and their game is predicated on movement or, you know, arm strength or whatever. And they lose a little bit of it. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo's arm is not as good today as it was 4 years ago, five years ago, right?
Well, no, because also he had lower leg injuries that hamper his arm strength.
Well, hurt his shoulder.
And he hurt his shoulder.
And then, is his mobility as good today as it was in 2018?
No.
It's not even close.
No.
You know, I think of, like, Big Ben. At the end, Big Ben was a shell physically of himself.
Hell, just use the quarterback that's Jimmy Garoppolo's backing up right now. Matt Stafford
is not the same player.
He used to be pretty mobile. Yeah. I think pretty, like, people sleep, like, Matt Stafford was an athlete. He was. And now he's not that guy anymore.
He still got the arm. Sucks, but he still has the arm, so he's got things to hang his hat on. You know, this sucks. Like, if this is something that's going to take away from one of his tools that he hangs his hat on, like, that's a tough thing.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, PGMZ FM in Chihuahua, San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We are reacting to what Lorenzo Neal just had to say with us just a moment ago. Lo Neal, obviously, fringe, should be Hall of Fame fullback as far as I'm concerned, knows a lot about the toe injury and says, hey, if you're expecting Purdy just to be that same guy coming back, you got another thing coming.
Well, and so we watched this Cowboy doc, some of us, and maybe the people out there didn't see. Like, Aikman was ready to come back, wanted to come back, and they stuck with Steve Berline in 1991. You know, Lowe's like, hey, I know Brock Purdy's tough, and he's going to want to come back. I mean, there is a conversation of, like, you have to kind of save these guys from themselves at times. We've talked about this with CMC and his workload, that you have to actually put restrictor plates on him to, you know, force him to take specific time off.
Well, this is what Shanahan had to say after the game was over in New Orleans about if there's a chance that Purdy starts next week.
I think there's a chance, but, you know, we got to see how the toe goes. It's very up to debate, so we're just taking a day at a time.
And remember, Ian Rappaport, this was on Thursday last week, the report was 2 to 5 weeks. That's what it was. So at least 2 weeks. So I would be shocked if Brock played it all this week. And after hearing from Lowe, hell, I might be shocked if he's back prior to that five-week mark that Rap Sheet had initially reported. And quite frankly, if Mac Jones continue to play this well, then why even risk it? Like, that's another angle in all of this, and he's got to continue to prove it. We're reacting off 1 week, Joe.
I mean,
so we don't know. But if you and if Lowe seems to think they're going to go 3-0, if Mac wins again this week and looks pretty good doing it, like, then you are going to have these conversations.
But the other part is, like, let's say Mac doesn't play well over the next week or two, and the offensive line doesn't play well. I mean, do you really risk putting a diminished Brock Purdy back there behind a porous offensive line? He brought up the offensive line. The offensive line is really, like, there's so much pressure on Shanahan and the O-line right now and these playmakers.
It's interesting that you bring it up because I'm thinking about it from, like, other quarterbacks' perspectives. This guy's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, Brock Purdy. He's making $200+ million. I know. Like,
we're a game into that contract, and
let's say, gosh. Let's just say for argument's sake, Justin Herbert, there's an example, same injury, 2 to 5 weeks, right? And they don't want, and they're 2-0 right now, same as the Niners. So let's say like that same injury happened. Yeah. Are they relying on Trey Lance? If Trey Lance is, you know, 1-1, but he looks shaky in one of them, are they trying? Is Justin Herbert trying to rush back? I think Harbaugh's trying to protect Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
And I think they're going to keep him on the bench and say, you know what? We have invested $200+ million in this guy. He's the leader of our franchise. We're going to protect him. Hey, Trey Lance is our guy going forward. I think they're going to protect him
in week 3, 4, 5, 6. If this were week 16, 17, 18 in a playoff spot and the season was on the line, I think your algorithm switches.
But
would you agree?
I agree there, but okay. It's timing is everything.
No doubt. And right now,
it is early, and I am not risking the health of Brock Purdy's foot going forward here. I think that is the worst thing in this scenario.
I mean,
because Lowe said he can get worse.
He said, like, you could be out a year.
Yes. And then you're talking about foot problems the rest of your career, potentially. And that's the last thing. I know. This whole thing is crazy.
A toe.
I know. I haven't heard this much.
Thank gosh. Not only did they sign Mac Jones, they signed him to a 2-year deal. How smart was that?
Well,
no, like, honestly, like, we ripped the Niners for a lot of bad money spent. This is maybe one of the best deals during the Shanahan era was this one right here.
If Mac Jones balls out this year, are we having conversations? Him holding out as a backup quarterback?
My joke was, if I was him, like, after seeing everyone hold out, after that one game, I would have held out.
Oh, my God. Here's what Baldy had to say about the turf toe, because we heard from Loa. This is Brian Baldinger, a guy that also dealt with it as a offensive lineman in the league.
You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk. Like, it literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. It's just too painful. And so I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. Regardless, I don't want to try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know, but that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks.
So Baldy was the first one to say that. Lo Neal doubled down and says, yeah, you can't practice with this injury. Even if he plays in the game, the next week he's not going to be able to practice. That's the part that stopped me too, was he can't practice for these situations. That's the whole point, is getting these reps. And like, we could all poo-poo all this. Yes. No, practice is everything. Ask Tom Brady, ask Patrick Mahomes, ask Lamar Jackson. These things matter. So in a given week, if this guy's preparing for a division rival, let's just say it's the Los Angeles Rams, and he can't go on a short week, that's why you keep bringing it up, and it's an astute point. Like, it matters, man.
These quick turnaround Thursday games are just brutal. They're brutal, Joe. They're brutal.
888-957-9570 is the number. Something we thought that was, 2 to 5 weeks. Maybe he's back after 2 weeks. All of a sudden, I'm starting to get more and more concerned. How are Niner fans feeling about this injury? Is it something or is it nothing? If Brock Purdy is good to come back after 2 weeks, you bringing him back? Are you protecting him from himself? How are we feeling? We got Dave Fleming coming up on the other side. And I'll ask Dave Fleming about it. You know why? Because Dave Fleming's tapped in on everything. Not just the Giants, because we'll get into Bryce Eldridge's debut. But Dave calls a lot of football games. He's covered these guys. He's seen Mac Jones. He's seen Brock Purdy. We'll get his thoughts on all of it. Plus, again, the debut of the Giants' top prospect, Bryce Eldridge, as the Giants are still in the thick of it, but with each loss, it starts to get tougher and tougher to see them in this playoff picture. It was a sobering defeat against the Dodgers. Now they've lost 3 straight all of a sudden. We'll talk to Dave Fleming about it all. On the other side, it's going to be brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But what version of Brock is the question, Joe? After listening to Baldy, listening to Loneil and what they had to say, I have doubts now on the version of Brock Purdy, just defending on the severity. And the fact that when he practices, this thing might linger. Well, and how much is it going to linger is the question.
It's a gut punch. There's no other way around it. It's terrible news. And I feel like every day we're kind of learning more and more and more. And it's like, oh, it's actually more complicated than we gave it credit for. If there's any silver lining, the silver lining is thank goodness you got Mac Jones.
Which sounds insane. This time last
sentences
week.
Sentences I didn't think I'd ever say.
Thank goodness no, we got serious. Max. I always liked it as a move. Again,
I'm serious. Like, thank goodness you got him.
And Shanahan clearly has confidence in him. I saw that in week one. He didn't let his quarterback. It never felt like I'm not having my quarterback lose this game. No, he felt like, hey, Mac, go win this game for us. Go use your arm. Find it. We got him. We got our guy. We got Dave Fleming joining us now here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of River Islands, R95.7 The Game, Giants insider and Giants broadcaster for NBC Sports Bay Area. Well, let's just add, before we get to Bryce Eldridge and his debut, and the Giants obviously fighting for that third wild card spot, three straight losses, some tough ones to the Dodgers, and then yesterday against Zach Gallen and the D-backs. Dave, what'd you think of Mac Jones' debut for the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, we were only kind of watching because our game was getting ready to go. I didn't watch closely, but very impressive and good for the Niners. I mean, the Niners, whatever you think about them, and it's frustrating to be a fan sometimes with all the injuries and feels like we're sort of snake bit, so close in the last many, many years and can't quite get over the hump. Whatever you think about all that, there are very few coaches in the game better than the one that they have, like very few. There are not many head coaches who could, with all the pieces that they're missing, go on the road against not a very good team, but still a tough place traditionally to play, and do what they did. So, you know, good for Kyle Shanahan and that group for finding a way. Just bank some wins and hope you can get healthy. Good for them.
Well, and you mentioned can't get quite get over the hump, and that's how I feel right now about the San Francisco Giants. Just couldn't quite get to that third wild card spot. Obviously, the Mets are 2-8 in their last 10. You're feeling good after what Verlander did on Friday, looking like vintage Justin MVP type of Verlander. And then your two horses all season long, Webb and Ray, struggle the way they did. Credit the Dodgers. I mean, they're the Dodgers. They're the defending champs. They got the bats. I know you do, Joe, but you got to give credit where it is due. Tip your cap, as Kruker likes to say. And then you follow up with what Zach Gallen did yesterday. And Zach Gallen, his previous start against the Giants, not very good, giving up 5 earned runs. He kind of shuts them out a little bit yesterday. Obviously, the one home run to Casey Schmidt. But a tough 3-game stretch right here, Dave.
Yeah, very tough. It's the curse of the Patrick Bailey walk-offs. I mean, when, you know, Patrick hit the walk-off inside the Parker in July, and the Giants were flying high and just crashed after that and didn't recover for weeks and weeks and weeks. And Friday night, you get the walk-off grand slam, and you think, here we go. Man, this team is going. I don't know. This team has been the hardest one I've ever been around to just figure out. Very tough to, you know, it's just been a schizophrenic group. It looked like the best team in baseball and then looked like, you know, something almost opposite of that. Yeah, too bad. And they still have a chance. You got to come to the park today feeling like, you know what, we've got 12 games to go. If you win most of those, if the Giants went 10-2, they're in, I think. So 10-2, is that hard? Yeah, that's really hard. It's hard to do against some good teams. But you can have a realistic shot at sweeping the final homestand. And I know this is just getting ahead of ourselves, but if you can go 4-2 here the rest of this week, I think they still have a chance. So you can't, you know, until it's over, you can't get discouraged. I know they're discouraged, but you know, they'll hopefully come ready to play tonight and just give it one last shot.
I'm going to get into Eldridge because I got like 4 or 5 questions on Eldridge with you, but just trying to digest the Dodgers. And we know that's who we strive to beat, right? Just if you're looking at who the reigning champs are, who's the team you're looking up to in the division, what feels like over a decade and a half or close to it. What is the area for you on where the Giants are just coming up short as you compare and contrast them to the Dodgers?
Gosh. I mean, over the last few years, unfortunately, it's every area. You know, the Dodgers have been better than the Giants in every aspect for the last 5 years. And that's a sobering thing to say. It's not a fun thing to say. I think the Giants have made up a lot of ground this year. And that's a big positive to take out of this season. I mean, I know they didn't play well last night, but you look at that Giants lineup last night. And for the first time, I mean, really, truly, like, you start to think, okay, that is a lineup I can go to battle with against the best teams in baseball. There's a lot of talent on the field for the Giants right now. And, you know, it's not perfect. It doesn't mean everybody's a superstar out there, but they have upgraded their talent level, the Giants have, over the last 12 months, big time, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, I would say now going forward, if to ask your question, like, okay, spin it forward, the Giants need to be a better defensive team still. They've talked about it for several years. They still need to be. I mean, that was a difference in the 2 games they lost against the Dodgers, and it was a difference last night. Like, they have to prioritize. They have to figure out a way. How do we catch more fly balls in the outfield? Why have we continually struggled with that when we play our home games in a ballpark where, you know, that's a big part of winning games? and they're going to need some help on the pitching side, like the Giants. And look, this happens. When we were talking at the beginning of the year, it was like, man, what an abundance of talent they have on the pitching side. And now with Harrison gone, with Roop hurt, with Birdsong struggling, with Doval gone, with Rogers gone, with Randy Rodriguez hurt, like that is a lot of – think about that. In 1 year, that's a lot of big league caliber pitching talent that is not on the big league roster right now. Some of those guys are going to come back, and Birdsong's a big deal for this franchise to get him right again, Birdsong and Roop, to give you some pitching depth. The bullpen obviously is going to need some more work. Those guys, I give credit. I know last night was ugly. The day before was ugly. Those guys have pitched their tails off and tried hard to patch up those holes. But that the Giants need more of that.
You know, you brought up the lineup last night, and it gets me to Eldridge. Jung-Hoo Lee batting leadoff, Adames in the two-hole, Devers in the three-hole, Chapman batting cleanup, Eldridge in the five-hole. Wow, that's cool. Ramos, Bailey, Schmidt, Gilbert. For the first time in a long, long time, I'm like, wow, that feels like a lineup. Even though there are some, you know, question marks, especially at the bottom of that lineup. And I see the young kid get into the fifth spot. I loved it. And then I look at the three at-bats, and they're just not going to throw him many strikes. And it's going to be a lot of breaking balls. And he's just going to have to adjust. I think we all jumped out of our seats when he hit that fly ball to left center field. But I'm going to be patient. And I would express Giants fans to be extremely patient here with the young man and give him all the opportunities in the world. I'm just so excited, and I'm pumped to see him. What did you make of his debut?
You should be excited. You should be excited about this guy. This is the most talented hitter the Giants have had. And look, and I say this, I don't clip this soundbite off and,
oh boy,
and, you know, don't
get ready in the back.
This is the most, you know, this is the most talented young hitter the Giants have had since probably Will Clark. Now, Buster was a great hitter, but part of what made Buster a Hall of Fame player was his hitting ability and the position he played and how well he played that position. And Buster's hitting skills were different than this kid's. Like, this kid's got a whole different skill set than Buster. And not good, not bad, just different. That's the level of talent of this kid offensively. He's 20 years old. He's the youngest Giants position player to be called up since 1981. This just doesn't happen very often where a kid this young gets to the point where he can, and you know, if you read his quotes after the game, you're going to love talking to this guy. He is way mature, totally self-confident, believes he belongs. And his quotes after the game were like, you know what? I fit in. It did not feel like I was overwhelmed. He took competitive at-bats against one of the best pitchers in the league, a guy who's contended for Cy Young Awards, and looked the part. And it is going to take patience. There's a true book and game plan already on this guy. He's played one major league game, and that you saw it last night. There's already an approach for how to pitch this guy. And you're exactly right. He's going to have to prove that he can beat that approach, whether it's just taking all that slop or whatever. He's going to have to prove he can do that. Once he does, and I have 100% confidence that he will, this is a dude who's going to hit a bunch of tanks. Like, he is going to access the incredible power that he has and hit a lot of home runs.
Dave, you said, like, I was shocked. I'm like, they're just going to throw him nothing but breaking balls away and just hope that he bites? Like, is that, you're not even going to give him any? He got two strikes all night, and one of them he almost put into the bleachers. Like, that was a little surprising that they had an attack plan so comprehensive against him. Like, they were not budging. They were not going to throw him any fastballs.
Yeah, and it was happening in AAA already, which was why, you know, which is why Buster wanted him to spend as much time, you know, probably even more time than this down there. Because if you watch those games, and sometimes I would go back and watch the clips, or even if you just watch the pitch heat maps from his AAA games, it's soft stuff down. It's especially down. The main key for him is everybody's pitching him down with off speed over and over and over and over and over again. If you throw something anywhere in the vicinity that's above the knees, he is hitting it hard somewhere, period. Like he is. So there's a reason why they're doing that. And you know what? Careers have been derailed by stuff like that. Like if you can't prove that you can lay off it, then you're not going to be able to get to all the ability that you have. So last night he mostly did. You know, he swung at the one curveball down. Otherwise, he looked confident, and those were good. I mean, Zach Gallen's changeup, that's one of the better changeups in the league. And he saw a ton of them down. So I was impressed. For a first impression, I was impressed. The body language is of a guy who really believes in himself, carries himself like he already belongs here. Really talented young man.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast, Giants broadcaster, 95% of the game, Giants insider. Talking about the debut of Bryce Eldridge, their team's top prospect. And I think it was our co-host here, Guru, had the tweet of the night. He actually looks like a San Francisco Giant, like the name it says. There's something to be said about that. Like, when I see Giancarlo Stanton and I see Aaron Judge, I was like, okay, yeah. Those guys are Yankees. Like that makes sense. There is an intimidating presence about a guy that large, Dave, as we're talking about football, we're all entrenched there. There's an intimidating presence for a guy like that comes up there. Now, we can't talk about this and the circumstances without bringing up a guy that honestly was probably the feel-good story of the year, Dom Smith. I'm just gutted for him if this is the way the season ends for him. After making a hell of a play, just hurting that hamstring and getting put on the IL. Just a brutal blow. Nice to see Eldridge, but I'm gutted for Dom.
Yeah. I mean, Dom Smith has been a really, really good player for the Giants this year. And I think the last time the three of us chatted, we talked about how the Giants should get some credit for, on the fly, finding Dom Smith, believing in him, putting him in a position to succeed, Joey Lucchese, Matt Gage. Like, there are a bunch of guys this year who were way off the radar and have helped this team. And they get some credit for that. You know, it remains to be seen whether the Giants have the roster flexibility. You know, part of it is, how does Eldridge look these 2 weeks? You know, does he look like a guy who you're going to plan to be in the opening day lineup, or does he look like a guy, which would be, by the way, no shame whatsoever if after these 2 weeks you think, yeah, he could use a couple more months in AAA. He's 20. He's the youngest player in AAA. So he's the youngest player, or he was one of them. I think he's now the youngest player in the big leagues. Back to your point, because, I mean, look, I'm not saying Dom Smith isn't important to talk about. He is. But the bigger story is Eldridge. And one thing we love about baseball, we do, this is a sport for all shapes and sizes. You know, Jose Ramirez can be a superstar. Tim Lincecum can be the pitcher with the best stuff in the game. However, when you, like, just take a survey around baseball right now, and who comes to mind? Like, who are the players?
Shohei and Judge.
Yeah. Yeah. Shohei and Judge. And Ellie De La Cruz.
Yes.
And Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah. And Nick Kurtz. And Roman Anthony isn't Eldridge size, but is a physical beast. And Gunnar Henderson is a 6'4 shortstop, who is 220 pounds. And on and on. This is a game that has changed in the last 10 years, and size and just pure physicality has started to win the day in baseball. And Bryce Eldridge has a lot of growing still to do, but that is a guy who, when he gets off the bus, it's like, okay. You know, that is a guy who belongs at this level, and I think that's an important point with him.
You know, you made an astute point about laying off the breaking stuff and the soft stuff down. That was the hallmark of the early years of Matt Williams. He couldn't lay off anything in the dirt, and it really was a bugaboo, and then he figured it out, and then he just had monster years. I mean, he had a five-year stretch that were just incredible. We've kind of forgotten how great of a hitter he was. Since Kenton Bonds, like, this is where I'm going with this. Like, since Kenton Bonds, I haven't felt this good about a tandem in a lineup going forward. Devers and Eldridge, these are two guys that once they get into the on-deck circle, you are fearing, oh gosh, I can't let this guy get on, because if this guy comes to the plate with runners on, we're in trouble. And it could change their entire lineup. Like, this is what we were envisioning for years, trying to get one, and now we got two guys to really dream about for the foreseeable future. I'm so pumped, Dave. You know I've been waiting for this forever. I'm pumped.
Hardest thing to get are those core impact guys. That's the hardest thing to get. And they feel like they have two of them. Now, again, Eldridge is not there yet. He isn't. And you're taking a leap of faith to say he's ever going to get there, because the odds in this sport are against that. But the Giants have a lot of faith in his ability. So that's the exciting part. And, you know, look, we're still focused on this year and should be, and the Giants still can get there with a really, really strong finish. But everybody should feel more positive about where this franchise stands today as opposed to 1 year ago today. Things are a lot better in terms of the talent that is in place and the ability still to go out and supplement that talent. They're in a better position.
Hey, Dave, great stuff this morning. We really appreciate you moving up a little bit to talk about the debut of Bryce Eldridge. And, you know, we call him our 95.7 The Game Insider. Others might call him Cal Football's good luck charm. 2-0 on the call this year, Dave, for Cal Football. Look at you.
Well, I mean, they haven't lost with anybody on the call, so I don't know if I can take
credit. I'm giving you the credit, though, Dave. Come on.
But I will say this. I said it to you guys last time. They found their guy. Like, if Eldridge is the Giants guy, Cal Football has a guy. And he is going to be the best player in the Bay Area since Andrew Luck. He is a fabulous talent, the young Cal quarterback, Sanga Politele. That is the savior of their program. And if you're a Cal fan or a Cal Football fan, you should have a smile on your face right now, because you outdid everybody. I don't care. You throw anybody in the country in his class, they got the best one. They got the best quarterback of his age in college football, and he's over there in Berkeley right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In a Econ 101 class or whatever he's doing at 9:30 in the morning.
They're all online now anyways, Dave, so he's probably in his dorm room or something. But I'll say this, the cynic
in me... That's not true. What are you talking about now? That's not true.
The cynic in me, Dave, when you were saying that, enjoy it this year, because next year he's entering the transfer portal and going to Oklahoma. I had to think, that's... I can't even be excited about 1 year in Cal because I'm thinking about the future of the transfer portal. Isn't that horrible, Dave?
No, because he's going to stay.
Okay.
Cal knows what they have. He loves it there. Why wouldn't you want to stay in Berkeley, California when you, if you feel like you can win and you've got coaches that believe in you, why wouldn't you want to stay? They're going to pony up. They're plenty of Cal. I know a lot of Cal fans who have a lot of cash. Let's go. Start writing those checks. Let's go. You like watching this guy play? Then pony up.
I love that. Hey, Dave, great stuff this morning, man. Greatly appreciate it. Good luck on the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
There he goes, Dave Fleming, so, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
All right, I'm going to read off the Giants lineup last night.
Gigantes.
Jung-Hoo Lee batting leadoff. He's been one of the hotter players post-All-Star break. Willy Adames, your six-year investment at shortstop. Mm-hmm. Rafi Devers, Matt Chapman, Bryce Eldridge, Elliot Ramos, Pat Bailey, Schmidt in the 8-hole, Gilbert in the 9-hole. 1 year ago.
You got it?
The Giants versus the Padres. Doval blew a save. Oh. Can you name any of the people in the starting lineup for the San Francisco Giants? The leadoff hitter you will not get. I guarantee it.
Ooh, okay.
Anyone. Sam, anyone jump in.
Sam, you can get involved
Google
in this one.
No,
I think it's just
Chapman was there?
Chapman was batting in the 3-hole.
Patrick Bailey.
Patrick Bailey was off the bench. He did not start. Your 8-hitter was a different catcher.
I was so checked.
You're not going to get it.
I was so checked out of the season by this point. Kurt Casale, Paisan. Okay.
Can you name the leadoff hitter? Played first base that day.
Yaz?
First base? No.
Well, no, I'm just saying, did Yaz lead off? You said leadoff hitter. Oh, played first base that day. Oh.
Late night Lamont?
Late night came pinch hitting for Mark Canha, who started.
Oh, Mark Canha.
The vibe guy.
I forgot that he was on the Giants.
My next guest will be Girard.
So listen to
Bob
this lineup.
Melvin's guy.
Listen to this lineup. Mark Canha batting leadoff, playing first base.
Did Yaz play in that game?
Elliot Ramos in left field. Matt Chapman at third base. Girard Encarnacion in right field. Yaz in center. Luciano as your DH. Brett Wisely as your shortstop. Kirk Casale as your catcher. And Donovan Walton as your second baseman. That was 1 year ago.
Donnie Walton.
Brett Wisely got DFA'd yesterday.
Oh, no. Say it ain't so, Brett. That is a major jump. No, seriously.
Can we acknowledge this was 1 year ago? They lost to the Padres in extra innings. Mark Canha, Ramos, Chapman, Encarnacion, Yaz, Luciano, Wisely, Casale, Walton. This year, 1 year later, okay? And again, you tell me who's on multi-year deals. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, Chapman, Eldridge, Ramos. And then here's where it gets a little bit like Bailey. He's been better as of late. I would still like to upgrade catcher. Schmidt has been really good this year. Had 2 hits last night. He could be your second baseman next year. And then you have Gilbert essentially auditioning for that right field spot.
You and Sam sent the same thing in the chat yesterday, and it is pretty incredible.
That's an incredible leap in 1 year.
It's a respectable lineup. And it's actually more than respectable. You got legit names on there that actually, if I'm an opposing team, it's like, oh man, Giants low key, they got some hitters on there. And like, that, I'm not scoffing at that because that matters. But you got I said the same thing as right after the show ended. The last 500 games for the San Francisco Giants, wins and losses, 250. Now it's 251, but it was 250. Last 444 games, 222-222. Last 222 games, 111-111. Last 200 games, 100-100. Again, this shifted a little bit now with the loss, but you get what I'm saying. Last 150 games, 75-75. Last 10 games, 5-5. That was prior to yesterday.
They are the definition
of mid. They're mid.
They're Jeff Fisher.
Oh, my God. At least Jeff Fisher made like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he was like 8-8 forever.
Yeah, well, I think the great comp that Carter had yesterday, they're the Atlanta Hawks, the Giants. They've just been mired in just
the worst place to be.
The Jason Garrett Cowboys.
Jason Garrett.
Quinn Snyder and Bob Melvin might as well be the same, except they're on the other ends of the spectrum when it comes to downers.
Wisconsin football?
Oh, no. Well, at least
kind of low Purdue football.
Cal football's had a lot of 6-6
seasons too. Just you stop trying to inject Cal football into the conversation.
I had to.
Well, I mean, they're a local team, so why wouldn't we?
But let's be honest, our Cal quarterback's hitting the transfer portal immediately.
Yeah,
after
why would he go? I know when Ohio State drops a big check in front of him. Like,
well, apparently Dave's saying that Cal's got some money behind him. Maybe Carter. You know anyone?
Cal's not. Cal Sal Castaneda is like filling the coffers of Jeff the Kent. Cal NIL fund.
Jeff Kent dropping in those big bucks.
Jeff Kent.
Greg McElroy came out and said Alabama has no money. How is Cal going to have
that?
Stop
saying.
They're broke.
They don't.
No, why?
Because they don't have the alumni base that like Ohio State has.
Yeah, but they just need one big donor.
If right? Half the NFL.
That's a good point.
Remember, the NFL, a lot of those guys, you know, they got a lot of things going on.
They got a lot of things.
You think Trent Richardson is sitting pretty? I mean, come on.
Maybe he needs to go join that Saudi league.
Maybe I should have asked.
Cal partnering with the Saudis to keep their quarterback in Cal.
I should have
been the best. It was like chef's kiss on sports being 2025.
Saudi Arabia.
I should have asked Dave if he was going to be on the call for the game. Dave. Hey, Dave, did they reach out for you to be on broadcast for that
Saudi
one?
Arabia. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Remember when we talked to Live Golf? To
and you
Dave?
Got the Saudi guy like Tom Brady. He's up in the booth with the headset on, listening in on the calls that are being played. Hey, Wilcox, I'm not liking this five-man front defense. Holy moly.
Involvement with this team. We hear so much about Brady as the owner. Chip Kelly told us that he talks to Brady 2 to 3 times a week. They go through film. They go through the game plan. And Brady is a luxury for the coaches. Who else has an owner who's actually been there and done that?
Imagine Matt Nahegian being in the studio during the whole show with us, sitting right next to us. But Sam, put the headphones on. He's just sitting there on his phone or watching on YouTube, adjusting the cameras for us.
I mean, you guys can imagine it. I've lived that, so.
Oh, my God.
Saudi Arabia is one of the greatest drops. Sam, I'm telling you, the 9 o'clock window is your window. Oh, it's just, wow, glorious.
That's what we call the movie hour.
Apparently, according to my producers, who are doing a great job in the back, Sam and Carter crushing it today, apparently I have some good sound from Cam Jordan talking about the Niner fans taking over.
Oh.
Take a listen to this.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't like the noise coming from them, especially when, you know, the Saints Nation has been so strong for so long. One of the rare instances where you could actually hear an opposing crowd and in a loud manner. So we gotta give our team more ways to win. We gotta figure out how to give the city more hope, and hopefully that never happens again.
He's pissed. Niner fans taking over. So
I think it's a combination of right now, the New Orleans Saints are kind of low in terms of, you know, where they're at currently. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. The whole cachet of the Superdome being a tough place to play right now. That was when Drew Brees, that was when, you know, Sean Payton were there. Like that, again, give them their respect. Same thing with the Seattle Seahawks. It was when Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson were there.
When I say the Saints to you younger guys, how do you guys remember them? Like, are they have always been a pretty well-run organization?
I mean, it's the Drew Brees, Sean Payton team.
You guys don't remember them being the Aints?
No, they were
paper
bad.
Bags on
no,
the heads?
I remember them being bad prior to them because no one talked about them. They were just not very good prior to those guys. But they started becoming good right when we hit high school. So, like, right when they got Drew Brees, Sean Payton.
So, for your entire adult life, they've been good.
They've been good.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, I remember the Dome Patrol, and I feared them. And they were a, like, legitimate playoff team for multiple years. And then they went through this long drought of being down and out.
And,
it was like Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks.
He's, like, the highlight of their offense.
Right.
He's too old.
I love Deuce McAllister.
And then they have
one of my all-time favorite football names.
And then one of the great rants was with Jim Morris Sr. being the head coach there. We couldn't do diddly-poo offensively.
Yeah.
Our team sucks. It's one of the I love Jim Morris Sr. His quotes. God, he's still with us, thank God. But, like, his rants are some of the greatest of all time. I think his son is still coaching. Jim Moore, he's not junior technically, but he's, I think, at UConn.
There was something nostalgic about being on my couch Sunday morning. And it was like 10:21, and I was eating breakfast.
What were you eating?
I don't even want to know. I went a little unhinged. I went Panda Express first thing in the morning.
That's actually unhinged. But I was
so hungry. I needed the fried rice.
From a guy that eats hot Cheetos at 6 in the morning, I respect that.
It was hot.
You're not talking.
It was the hot orange chicken with the Kung Pao. Dude, your boy's like, because I had to open up the sinuses. I was like, whoo!
Oh, wow. The hot orange chicken and Kung Pao is actually, it's hurting for you.
No, it's so good.
That's funny.
And I was eating that, and I was like, Niners are up 7-0. Just like when I was 10 years old.
Mac Jones, he's the hot chicken of the 49ers right now, am I right? Fast five, Carter. Oh, God, come on.
Mac Jones!
I just had to play something
time
to fill
the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, who wants to lead this thing off? There's a lot we can go.
I'm going to start. I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. Love Tom Brady. Tom, if you can hear me, listen, bud. You're doing too much. Pick a lane, all right? I know we want to be multi-dimensional, and we want to be able to be a Renaissance man and be able to kind of have our hands in a million different baskets. Right now, you need to figure out what you want to do. Do you still want to play? Do you want to be out there as an owner? Do you want to be a GM? Do you want to run a team? Do you want to coach?
He should have played yesterday. He would have been better than Gino.
Okay, like, you can't do flag football and make a bunch of money there. You can't do all the podcasts in the world. You can't do some crazy Instagramming that you're doing where you're all over Florida and then you're in Vegas and then you're here, there.
Sophia
and the broadcasting, okay, being a part of the Fox. You know, you can't do that. You can't be a luminary of the sport telling us how to develop quarterbacks while also trying to run the Raiders. Like, just... Dude, we all know what you want to do. You want to run a team, either coach or be a coordinator or a GM or something. Just, like, pick a lane. Because, like, I think you trying to have your hand in everything is going to get more and more people mad at you. And what you're going to do is dilute whatever you're doing at any given time. Pick a lane, dedicate everything to that, and move on.
I hope everyone's paying attention very closely to what Tom Brady's doing, because LeBron James is going to be doing the same thing in the NBA sphere in about a year or two. Just saying. This is exactly what LeBron's going to be doing.
Well, he's been the GM for 20 years.
No, but he's going to be part of a team. He might be like the majority owner of a team, or like half of it. He's going to be that guy that Tom Brady's being in the NFL. You're already seeing with those Kevin Hart commercials. He's been in a lot more stuff. He's doing the podcast, doing everything. By the way, we got Draymond Green talking. Did you guys see what Draymond Green said real quick over the weekend?
What did he say? What did Draymond say about LeBron?
No. Draymond Green said something about Josh Allen.
Oh, what'd he say?
He's not that guy.
Thanks, Trey.
He's not that guy, Josh. Hey, Draymond Green said it. It's a Hall of Famer saying that.
I'm shocked he's talking to him.
Hey. Hold on.
Shocked you talking to me.
Hold on. I got it right here. I got the exact quote. This is Draymond Green on his podcast he does with Jordan Schultz. All right. Quote, Jalen Hurts is the guy. Patrick Mahomes is the guy. Josh Allen isn't the guy. When it matters the most, he is not going to Herculean you in a playoff game to win a Super Bowl title. He is not going to do that. They can go at me all they want, but until they win a Super Bowl, I'm right. That's Draymond Green on Josh.
I
want
to hear Draymond on Mac Jones.
He's going to pull a Bonte at some point, like, they're frauds. Even when the Bills won the championship, if they end up doing it, I knew they were frauds.
I'm happy with Josh.
Reds are frauds to me. Even though they won the damn Super Bowl, they were frauds that year.
Still frauds at 2-0. Damn it.
They won it all. They were frauds that year.
Oh, God. What do you guys got in the back?
Are we ready for basketball? It's coming.
You know what else is coming is College Game Day down to Coral Gables for Miami versus Florida this weekend. I honestly can't believe that Florida lost to that USF team a couple weeks ago. The USF looked terrible, so I am very excited for what. So DJ Lagway threw five picks against LSU last weekend. Can you make it six? Can you make it seven? I don't know, but I'm expecting Canes to absolutely roll over those swamp people when they come down to Coral Gables, a much more civilized place than that trash town of Gainesville.
Can my Notre Dame Irish stop anyone?
They stink.
Jeez Louise.
They're done. Jesus gave up on them.
You even got me pulling for Notre Dame now. Like, that was a tough loss
horrible.
On Saturday.
Jesus has jumped off the bandwagon of Notre Dame, has jumped on Miami. There you go. What do you got, Carter?
I don't think it's gone that far. Jesus has standards.
JC.
I just want to shout out Scotty Scheffler for his heroics over the weekend, which were in the Napa Valley at the Pro Core Championship, at Silverado.
Oh.
Scotty shot 5 under par in round 4 to take the tournament. He was not in the top 5, I don't believe, going into Sunday. So
it's one of the cooler awards. You get a wine barrel.
Really?
Yeah, it's like one of the cooler things. Yeah, I've always loved the Silverado. Do you know who designed it? Anybody?
Hoomst.
I believe Johnny Miller, San Francisco legend.
Oh.
Yeah, spicy commentator. Shot a 61 on Sunday of a major championship.
He'll let you know about it every single time.
It's a very fun tournament if you haven't been. It's really worth going up
to. So did you sponsor said tournament? Were you there?
No, I didn't. I wish I would have,
though. You own the property surrounding Silverado, so I'm sure they paid homage.
Silverado! Remember those old commercials? They would sing it like that?
It's so nice up there. It was probably 150 degrees, too.
My final thought is, in the Harbaugh v. Carroll rivalry, chalk one up to Jim Harbaugh right there. Now, I believe in the NFL, they're tied at 5-5. So they've each played each other 10 times. They're 5-5.
You loving Chip Kelly through a couple games?
I'm out. It took me 2 weeks. I'm already out. I mean, Ashton Jeanty, you drafted in the first round. It's 3rd-2. You give it to Zamir White. You deserve to lose that game.
You talk to Tom Brady 4-5 times a week instead of 2-3.
You see that the Pete Carroll had to backtrack that too because I don't think Peter Schrager was supposed to say that, and Pete's like, "Oh, he doesn't do. He's not that involved. He's clearly very involved."
I need Pete to play quarterback and Tom to be the coach.
Actually,
like in the practices.
You know what? I don't hate that. I don't hate that. Tom Brady, he could be 50 years old and he'd be better than still half the quarterbacks.
Well, he is 50.
Is he?
Yeah.
He looks like he's 40 these days. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years guaranteed. Another guy that might be around 50 but looks 40 is Daryl LeGuru Johnson. He's going next with Matt Steine, who is 60, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.